Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media, the king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Michael Stollard is our guest. Michael's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 6 years now. He's the co-founder and president and CEO of E Pluribus Partners, the author of Fired Up or Burned Out, and he's our good friend. Michael Stollard, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Mike.
Great to be with you.
One of the things that I've talked a lot about over the years on the show is things that small business owners can do to grow their business, to make customers love them, to make them come back, to be more profitable, to be more successful, and all those wonderful things that we all want to do. But to do those, and if possible, spend no money, and if at worst, spend just a little money. And there are plenty of things out there like that, aren't there?
Well, there are some obvious things that we don't always see.
Well, and one of them is something I know you've been working on for a while now, and that is recognizing, and this just blows me away, Michael, when I realize how many small business owners completely just miss this, and that is the connection to their success, to their business's success, through their employees who touch customers.
Right. Yeah, when you look at the research, Jim, it shows us that in America, only 3 out of every 10 employees feel engaged and positive about their organizations, the business
yep.
they're in. And the best organizations have double that or more. So they have 6 out of 10 or greater number of employees feel engaged, connected, and they're enthusiastic, they're energized about their business. And it makes a difference.
Well, and the thing is, I've saw that research, I've been talking about it, I've talked about it a little bit, and one of the things that I think that creates the problem is if you break it down, let's break it down into thirds. This is not exactly what the numbers are, but they're pretty close. A third of your people are engaged, a third of your people are not engaged, and about a third of your people are disengaged.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not very far off, is it?
No, it's pretty close. And you know what's also interesting is it hasn't
Let me just say this one point. The point I wanted to make was because that middle group is just kind of doing their job, showing up, not making any waves, not causing any trouble, we almost think they're like the top group. And that's where I think we wind up. We probably need to fire the bottom third, and then try to get the middle third motivated. Do you think that's how we get lulled into not taking action?
Well, you know, when people are around the boss, they're on their best behavior, right? They're smiling, and
right.
It looks like everything's okay. But in reality, there's something different going on. And so it really is that middle ground, that's the battleground for a lot of businesses, being intentional about connecting with them so they feel good about the business, they feel good about the leaders of the organization, and that enthusiasm, those positive emotions, confidence, enthusiasm, those are passed on in their interactions they have with customers.
Well, and it's a classic, to me it's a classic example, this research is a classic example of how different people are. You and I both know people that no matter what, wherever they go, whatever they do, they're going to be successful, they're going to be engaged, they're going to make sure that what they do in their life is successful. And then you got people who are kind of they go along with everybody else, and you know, they're kind of the flatliners, maybe you call them. And then you got the people in the bottom who are, no matter where they go, no matter what they do, they're going to be a problem their whole life. And so the difference, it seems to me, Mike, is with how successful you're going to be is in the leadership. What do you think?
Well, it is, Jim, and the environment we create. It's interesting when I ask people this question when I'm teaching workshops. I ask them to think about their careers and have they had a time when they were fired up, they were energized at work, and by the end of the day, they didn't want to stop working. You know, they ran to work practically in the morning, and hey, have they experienced a time when they struggled to get up, and maybe they, at the end of the day, they were exhausted, and just about everybody's experienced that. And, you know, they didn't change. It was the environment they're in. So
right.
Understanding what environment fires up people really has a big impact on organizations.
Can we talk about the environment in the next segment?
Absolutely.
Give us your website, please.
It's fireduporburnedout.com.
Check it out. Michael Stollard and I will be right back after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Whatever you do, don't go away.
We only live twice, do it or die.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.